A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulodju, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samanda UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. We have been considering who to follow, who and what to follow. Follow the guide, follow instructions, follow the word of God, follow the right way, and follow what is right. These are the subjects or the points we have considered in our very important discussion. This morning, I'd like us to move on as we discuss point number 6, follow the wise. Our scripture for consideration is the book of Proverbs, chapter 13 and verse number 20. The Bible says, "He who walks with wise men shall be wise, but the companion of fools will be destroyed." Follow the wise. Do not follow fools. You will know fools by their words, by the way they behave, by their actions, by the way they reason, as demonstrated in their words and their behavior. Don't follow fools. Don't surround your life and destiny with fools. Surround your destiny with wise people. Very soon on this program, we're going to begin to look at the indices of foolishness. And so that when you see these traits in any man, you will avoid the person. Those who walk with wise men will become wise. You become like the people you work with. It is important for you to ensure that your circle of friends are wise people. You have in your circle of friends people who are wise, people who are better than you, people who have vision, who have a focus, who have goals, people who are responsible. If you are a married man, don't relate with an irresponsible married man. Don't relate with a man who beats his wife. That is an unwise person, a fool. Don't relate with a man who tells you not to care for your wife or your children. If you're a woman, don't relate with any woman who tells you your husband is not doing enough, who tells you not to accept any nonsense from your husband. I can't take that shit from anybody. I can't take no nonsense from anybody. Avoid such people. They are not wise. For a wise woman, according to Proverbs 14:1, builds her own house. Only the foolish plucks her own down with her own hands. Don't follow foolish people. Follow the wise. Don't ever forget, you become like the people you follow. You become like the people you relate with. If you discover suddenly that you have been following an unwise person, quickly unfollow that person. You don't argue with a fool. People might not know the difference. You don't speak with a fool according to his folly. Avoid a fool. So to get to the place that God has destined for you, to arrive at destination glory, a greater glory this year, make sure you follow the wise. Number 7, follow the leading of the Spirit, the Spirit's leading. In Romans chapter number 8, verse number 14, the Bible says, "As many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God." Be led by the Spirit of God. Follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. It will always lead you in the right way. It will always teach you the right thing to do. It will always let you know the right person to follow and the people to avoid. So we must follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. As a matter of fact, that is what marks you out as a believer in Christ Jesus. Those who follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, they are the people of God. Those who do not have the Holy Spirit cannot follow the Holy Spirit. And those who have the Holy Spirit in them, but do not follow Him, do not really have the Holy Spirit of God in them. It is important for you to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Because when God promised to guide us, He intends doing it through His Spirit that is here with us. He is the flow of divinity. God is in the heavens and He has released into us His Spirit. He has given to us His Spirit, who is the chief executive of the end time program of the Almighty God. And this is the person you are to follow. God said, "I will guide you continually." How will He do it if not through the Holy Spirit? So God intends to guide through the Holy Spirit. So you must submit yourself to the leading of the Holy Spirit. How do I submit to the leading of the Holy Spirit whose voice I do not know? It is important for you to know the voice of the Holy Spirit, to distinguish and to know how the Holy Spirit speaks to you. And this happens as you become friendly with the Holy Spirit, as you fraternize with Him. Fraternize with the Holy Spirit, build a robust relationship with Him. This relationship that we are talking about with the Holy Spirit is strengthened as you spend time in the Word of God. And as you spend time in the Word of God and in the worship of the Almighty, you tune yourself to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. You also pray, and then you pray in the Holy Ghost, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. All this tunes your spirit man to become sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And so you can clearly receive the leading and the direction of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is there, always wishing and willing to guide and to lead. But unfortunately, most of us are not sensitive to the voice of the Holy Spirit. And never forget, the Holy Spirit will not lead you beyond your last act of obedience. If you are not obedient, the Holy Spirit will not guide you. He only leads those who obey His last instruction. Then He can speak to you and guide you again. Follow the Spirit's leading. Who again or what again must I follow? Follow those who through faith and patience inherit the promise. In Hebrews chapter number 6 and in verse number 12, the Bible says that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Follow those whose example of faith and patience hand them the promise of God. And so these are the people you must follow. Those who through faith and patience inherit the promises of God. There are examples in scriptures, and there are examples around you of those whose faith hand them great victory, whose faith brought about the fulfillment of the counsel and the promises of God into their lives. Follow the faith of Abraham and Sarah. Abraham did not or was not weak in faith. He was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Abraham was patient. He waited on God. The promise did not come to pass until about 25 years after the promise was made originally. And so follow the examples of those who through faith and patience inherited the promise. Abraham inherited the promise through faith and through patience. Ditto with Sarah. Elizabeth inherited the promise through faith and through patience. You have to patiently wait for the Lord and follow the examples of those who patiently waited on God and whose testimony we are reading today. There are people always around us who are serving God with a major need in their lives, but their faith in God did not waver. They were strong in faith, and eventually God came through for them. They waited patiently for the Lord. You must also learn to follow the examples of these people and wait also like they did wait. Wait also for God. Wait also on God. Follow those who through faith and patience inherit the promise. And that is the way by which you can also inherit the promise of God. Follow those who inherit the promise through faith and through patience. Don't forget, follow the wise. If you follow the wise, you will become wise. Follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. That is the guide, our guide, your guide, my guide. And follow those who through faith and patience inherit the promises of God. There are promises for you. And we have examples of those who have inherited such promises in their lives by strong faith in God and by patiently waiting for God. Follow their examples, and the Lord will help you in Jesus' precious name. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray. And Father, I dissociate myself from people who are not wise, from foolish people, from foolish association. I dissociate myself. I break myself free from every wrong association in the name of Jesus. Make that your prayer. I break myself free from every association that is contrary, from every wrong association. I dissociate myself from wrong people in the name of Jesus. I thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice and pray. I receive the grace to follow the wise. I receive the grace to follow those who are better than me. I receive the grace to follow those who are more competent in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer, O God. receiving the grace to follow those who are wise, those who are better than me, those who are more competent in the name of Jesus. I receive this grace to follow in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to open yourself and release yourself to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Declare this morning, I submit myself to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Guide me, Holy Spirit of God. Lead me in the way that I should go. I surrender to your leadership. I quit struggling with you. Lead me, Holy Spirit divine. Lead me in the way that I should go. Guide me with your eyes, Holy Spirit divine. I surrender to you totally. Lead me yourself in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice. I will wait patiently for the Lord. My faith in God and in the word of God will not be weak. Neither will I waver. I will be strong in faith, giving glory to God. In the name of Jesus, my faith in you, O God, will be stronger. And I will wait patiently for you, the living God. I will not be in a hurry to make it. I will not be in a hurry to get it. I will wait patiently for the Lord. I know the Lord will come through for me. I know I will not be disappointed. Those who wait on God never get disappointed. I will wait for him. I will wait on him. I will follow the examples of the men of faith, a man of patience, who through their faith and patience inherited the promise. I will wait for you. Thank you, Eternal Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray that your faith and your wait will deliver the promises of God to you in the name of Jesus. You will not wait on God in vain. You will not be disappointed waiting on God in the name of Jesus. As you follow the examples of faith and patience, you will also obtain the promises of God for your life in the name of Jesus. I pray that the Holy Spirit of God will guide you in all your ways. He will lead you in the path that you should go in the precious name of Jesus. Because you have surrendered to his leading, the Holy Spirit of God will take control, take charge of your life, and he will guide you in the path to go in the name of Jesus. Grace is released to you to follow wise men. You will follow the wise. You will not follow foolish people, and you will become wise as you follow the wise. I see you arrive at the place of divine promise and destiny for you this year in Jesus' precious name. Amen. You are invited to join us for a glorious service tomorrow at the Light Cathedral, 8 a.m. You may wish to join that meeting on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. If you are in Lagos, join us at the Tisalat building opposite WAEC office, Ogba, Lagos. Time for service is 9 a.m. If you are in Abeokuta, join us at Ebinfem Filling Station, Itaeko, Abeokuta at 8 a.m. The Lord bless you as you attend. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle is at Yemi Grace Man. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Grace Man Adeluju, wishing you a very glorious weekend. The Lord bless you.